Today on Mission Network News, we'll learn what Iraq's deadly protests mean for gospel work. I'm Ruth Kramer, inviting you to keep listening for a special prayer challenge. Plus, there's a unique movement sweeping U.S. college campuses today. Stick around for the details, and then find your place in the story. And we'll begin in the Middle East. What started as a call for jobs, better infrastructure, and a better future turned into 6 weeks of unrest and a demand for a whole new government in Iraq. Repeated clashes with security forces left 300 dead and 15,000 injured. Samuel with Redemptive Stories says this situation has been years in the making.
Throw in with that a lovely mix of severe corruption, how you can make anything kind of happen with a little extra money in your pocket. And how that system preys on the impoverished, and people are rising up and speaking into the injustice of their situation.
The big question is, will the protests make any difference? After all, getting a do-over when it comes to a government is a pretty tall order.
Spiritual warfare, as well as factional civil war, has caused all of where they are right now. And so to look at it and say, oh, we just got to fix these five things, there's too many things to fix. So it needs to be an intervention of God.
To that end, he's urging us to pray.
We're seeing things happen in relationships that we have in country where God is working through that, that's giving people favor in the community, particularly certain pastors that we know, that is giving them a platform to speak into the truth of the gospel and how that can truly change hearts and then begin to change that which is broken in Iraq.
Meanwhile, Sudan's interim government says it needs $5 billion in financial aid to avoid economic collapse and launch reforms. 8 million Sudanese need immediate humanitarian assistance, and it's hard to think long-term when you're trying to survive day-to-day. However, Middle East Concerns' Daniel Hoffman says long-term planning is exactly what the church needs right now. They have relative freedom under the interim government, but
the danger with that is when the ruler changes, or even when the ruler stays the same, but he no longer derives any benefit from giving this to the church, then he will cease to do so. And then all your benefits will vanish and you have nowhere to go.
Omar al-Bashir's removal earlier this year led to a new era in Sudan. That's what makes this transition period such a critical time.
You need to, as a country, build up a system where the rule of law governs what happens in the state and not just the whims of the autocratic ruler. But that is something that the church can contribute to by raising awareness of human rights and the rule of law.
Please add Sudan to your prayer list. Share this information with your church so they can pray for Sudan too.
One important thing is that they will become more aware of the idea of a society based on the rule of law and human rights, and that they will catch this vision of not just seeking their own benefit, but the greater good of their fellow Sudanese as well.
And we've talked before about Every Campus. They have a goal for every college campus in America to be covered with a prayer walk. More than 2,000 colleges still need someone to do a prayer walk on their campus. Could that person be you? It's easy to look up campuses near you and sign up to prayer walk. We'll even connect you at missionnews.org. York Moore, an evangelist with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, says if we're going to stir spiritual revival, it needs to reach beyond the church building.
A church can actually have a campus ministry in the walls of their church. But our hope and dream really would be, wouldn't it be awesome to see a gospel movement on those campuses so students can reach students for Christ?
If you've already prayer walked a college campus near you, you may be wondering, now what? Every Campus has resources to help you and your church connect with college students for a greater gospel impact. And there's more coming out.
Later on in this year, there will be a downloadable guide on how to identify a person of peace, how to do a relational network map, how to grow a team of champions that can help reach a campus for Christ.
Also,
we are opening coaching centers so that we can come alongside churches so they can reach their campuses for Christ.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica, SGA's founder. It's a resource aimed at making your prayer life more vibrant. Get your free copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.